Hey everyone, welcome back to The Advisor. My name is Lisa Urbanski, co-host of the show, here today to talk about something that is so important and happening to so many people online. Before I get into our topic and our guests, I want to say thank you to Spreaker iHeartRadio for your sponsorship. And I also want to say thank you to our fans, our listeners, the people that keep us going. Before you go for today, please do not forget to like and subscribe. We need you to continue growing and to continue spreading messages like we're about to spread today. And I'm fired up because today's guest, his name is Chris Campbell. He is the creator of Modern Marketing Solutions. After one slick agency after another took his money several times and left him with nothing but excuses. He was so fed up and he was frustrated. Just like I'm like, oh, I could feel it because it's happened to me where people are trying to sell me stuff, marketing. Anyway, he rolled up his sleeves and he cracked the code. So he mastered SEO, Google Map domination, reverse silos, AI-driven content, click-through rate alchemy, and backlink structures that actually work. So it's a hero story of changing, flipping the script. So he also came up with Rapid Ranker technology. It's a proprietary framework that local service companies that ranks them to the top of search results. So if you've been fighting to get to the top, if you're fighting for yourself to be seen, this is an episode to listen to because you're going to find out a lot of secrets from this very smart man. After he learned from going through what a lot of us do. So it's really, really good to have you on the show, Chris.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Look forward to talking
Yeah,
with you.
me too. I think I was like fired up because I wanted you to introduce yourself, but as we're going online, everyone is their business, so many online businesses, and so many people want to stand out. So many people are frustrated, and so many people get approached by other people that say that they can help, and they really don't know what to do or how to help. And then so many people are losing money, and all people want to do is really see their businesses succeed. So I'm excited to chat with you about that. Before we get started, do you want to introduce yourself to the audience?
Yeah, thank you so much again. Thank you for having me again, Chris Campbell with Modern Marketing Solutions. And yeah, I am an entrepreneur of the last 6.5 years. I own a construction company here in Austin, Texas. And like a lot of your viewers, I had kind of the dream of being this big entrepreneur. And when I started the business, I had a dream that, I would be everywhere people needed my services. And so from a professional remodeling standpoint, that's big in Austin. There's a big boom here, and I figured my face will be everywhere. And turns out there's a lot of things that prevent you from doing that. And I'm looking forward to diving in about finding out why certain businesses seem to jump well and a lot of them don't. And so we're going to give a lot of good insight on, what that looks like and the kind of the steps it might take to overcome those obstacles.
I love that so much. I would love if we could start with, I know your background, you've been through a lot. Your parents divorced and you saw two different sides, the entrepreneurial side and the other side. You spent a lot of years in different industries doing different things, and then it brought you to today. So there was a breaking point, a situation that happened that fueled you to create modern marketing. I can't say that. Modern marketing solutions. So,
Nailed
can you
it.
talk to us about that? What happened? Is this like agencies took your money and without helping? So, talk to us about that experience. What happened?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll kind of like break it down to kind of in the beginning, right? So I figured out on May 31st in 2018 that I really needed to get my own company off the ground. I helped a very large, one of the largest companies in Austin, this particular construction division, go ahead and get sold. And I said, you know what? This is what I should be doing. I was born for this. My parents do it. I should be able to do it, right? And so, with the help of a buddy of mine who's a professional coder with General Motors, we came up with a name, we came up with the logo, we had a website, we had everything done in about 2.5 days. And so as we're getting off the ground, you think, okay, well, we have Google, right? So my Google business profile is up. People should see me, but then it doesn't happen. And then you think, okay, well, I've got a great logo. Maybe I'll go network with people. And then those people in networking don't use you either. So then it's like you have all these entrepreneurs who, 80% will flame out and be out of business within 2 years, and 95% will be out by year 10. So that means you got a 5% shot to make it. And how do you make it? You make it by being your own marketing division. And I think Alex Hormozi puts it correctly, right? If your company doesn't do $1 million in profit, your company is not your company. You are a marketing company that happens to do this process. And so by understanding that, that will give you better leverage into saying, okay, my strategy on how I should market will change. So I didn't get that advice in the beginning. So what I had were people saying, oh, you try this company, try that company, they'll help you. So our first company promised us a $10,000 website that would convert on its own. And guess what? Not only did it not convert anything, I actually had to pay another $7,000 for someone to redo the website because it didn't talk to Google correctly. So matter of fact, when I wasn't ranking at all, it was actually hurting me from a viewpoint of even being shown. So I mean, it's just we start off with a 10,000 loss like right after the bat. And so we roll into the next guy, we pay 7,000 to him, and he puts the website together, gets it kind of up and running, but then he doesn't do what he should do with our Google business profile, and we're still not ranking. So one got fixed and the other one theoretically in a lot of ways got worse. And this continues to happen year after year after year. We go into reviews, we talk to people, and that same problem continues to happen. And that's what, in my opinion, really affects that 95% failure rate is not understanding properly how to market correctly.
Yeah, and how frustrating is that, especially when you're starting out? I'm as an entrepreneur myself, like when you're starting out, you're excited. You want to see your website come up, you want to see these things flow properly. But to have loss after loss, that's really, really tough. And so it is no wonder that you said, screw this. Let's do this and let's try and learn this ourselves. And you literally learned it, and now that's how you're making money, by helping other people with their marketing.
Yeah, it's so it's so yes. So last summer we went through a period where we paid a guy, about $10,000 in a 2.5 month period, and I mean he did everything that's a no-no in the Google world, right? To rank on. I mean, he was creating different Google business profiles within same cities, and he had landing pages that were being directed from different, Google business posts. It just None of it mattered and none of it made sense to Google. And ultimately, we paid the price to it and we said, you know what? This is it. So, when you pull the veil back, oftentimes I will put it this way, most marketing companies are never going to tell you the whole truth. They're going to tell you about 80% truths and 20% lies. And right. And what they're going to do is create narratives that tell a story so that you will continue to pay them the next month and the next month. But
Can you give
that's
us an
not how it should
example
be.
of what that might be? So, like, what they're
Yeah.
not telling, just so that people might know what to look out for.
Exactly. Well, number one thing that we run into are websites, right? Like everyone says, let me build you a great website. But here's what we know. Great website people are terrible SEO people. Great SEO people generally are terrible web people. So you get this website and it looks great on the front, but then all the back end is wrong. It's like making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but you forget the bread. So what, I mean, so what do you have? And so when
Mess.
that happens, you have a mess. And
Yeah.
until someone shows you, like, hey, your website's great here, but until you have proper markups on the back end side, you really are you're gonna be hamstrung by what you can really rank on. And so that's really number one. Number two, Google business profile. Can't tell you how many entrepreneurs say, oh, I filled everything out correctly. But there's so many rules to it, right? Like Google wants to see 1 to 2 new reviews a week, more than 30 reviews to kind of get you in that ranking territory where you can start to move up quickly. They want to see a minimum of 100 pictures on your Google Business profile. So if you don't have 100, put 100 on there, right? Add 10 a day, 8 a day. And that will help. There's a stat that companies that have over 100 pictures are 585% more likely to have a better return on investment when it comes to ad spend from then on out. So that
Wow.
market, that's a key statistic that we look at, right? When you're building out your profile, are your services correctly? Do you even have your main service what it should be? If you're a roofer, shouldn't it be roofing contractor? I don't think you want professional gutter services to be your primary category. And then how do you fill all that out? And so a lot of this stuff, no one tells you, right? You just have to figure it out. And YouTube is not going to solve that problem either. They're just as bad, or if not worse. Again, they're creating this narrative that's not real most of the time, just to get a click, a follow, and then even give poor advice at the end.
Right, clickbait, clickbait. I see it all
A
the
lot
time.
of clickbait. Yeah,
So,
you can bet on that.
yeah, for sure. So you're hiring these people, there or people hire people that don't, they tell them 80%, they leave 20% out, and they just like explain that a little bit. So they're leaving out the part, what parts are they leaving out? The stuff you're just talking about, the most
Well,
important things.
and it could be parts that people can even do on their own. It's hard, but it takes effort,
So
right?
they
And
just want
that's
money. They're just trying to talk to you so that you'll spend more money on things that really they should be giving you advice on how to do yourself.
exactly. And I will give
Okay.
away a great piece of advice today for everybody. So blogs is a perfect example, right? An AI blog, a humanized blog, which one's better? I think at this point, there's enough AI content out there that has a humanized element to it, but you don't want to stop there. You want to add your own little twist towards your blog, but then it's all about linking properly. What Google wants to know at the end of the day is, does your content answer the question that people are looking for? So when you're writing content, is that what people are asking for? So number one, let's say Lisa says that she wants best makeup in LA. Well, when she goes to put that in, when you go into Google, there's another section of Google that's called People Also Ask. And that's where there's a volume behind it of people asking that question. Take that question out, write a blog on it. And then you've got a month's worth of content just on, where to buy the right makeup or the right shampoo or the conditioner. It's all right there. So there's easy content to go get. And then you want to know how to link it back to a Google Business post, or even back to a service page within your website. So I don't want to make it too complicated, but what Google wants to know is, on your blog, does it navigate anywhere? Does it navigate within your website? And is there an ex anything from the outside that it goes to? Does it link to another post, another blog? And if it does, you're going to get a lot more credit for that, and you rank up quickly just from that alone. And most SEO companies that help people just write a blog and they post it. Has no meaning to it. They probably wrote it in an hour and they're charging you $500 a month for, four blogs. And that you're getting hosed at that point. And that's a red flag to me that I would steer clear of those people.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's just, yeah. All these people are reaching out. Like, I'm like, just, it happens to me every day where people say, hey, do you need someone to do marketing? Like, obviously, we work with our own SEO specialists, but for my personal business, I do. And not only that, but it's the prices. Like, there are some people charge astronomical, and then other people are charged like this and that. So, can you talk to us a little bit about that? What is an average cost of what you should be paying for marketing that is effective marketing?
Right. And the question that we have to ask is, what is effective marketing? Right. Remember,
Mm-hmm.
there's
What is
two,
it?
and
Yeah.
well, and with owning your own business, we know. Or even if you're managing a medium to a larger size business, right? There's two avenues of business. One is organic, right? How are you showing up on Google? Where are you ranked in Google, especially Google Maps? Google Maps now is 68% of all clicks occur on the map. So if you're the top three there, you're 68% of the clicks. So that's where ultimately everybody's goal as a local And a small business needs to be right there to attack your city that you're currently in. And then you have the ad side of it, right? You have to be great at ads. You have to have proper funnels that are connected correctly, where it's sequenced right, where it's landing to different cages that are convertible cages to get people going. And I think that's ultimately where the trip up becomes, is which avenue do you run? And that's the effective part of marketing, is being able to run both lanes correctly. And so some SEO companies are only good at one. Some SEO companies are good at the other. And most of them lie and say they're good at both. And that's the problem, is when they say, oh yeah, we can do organics and we're phenomenal at ads. And that's just simply not true. So for us, I mean, we have a videographer, we have an editor, we have a graphics designer and creator and SEO content creator. So we have five people that are very good at their own lane, that where we could collaborate and get people ranking both organically and get the ads to funnel right, where you're converting at a higher rate than some of these other idiot SEO companies are just going to spend your ad spend. And that's another problem. You waste your budget on poor outcomes. And we see that all the time too. And what happens to that entrepreneur? They just lost another $2,000, $3,000 on poor ads. And now they're like looking in the mirror, like, what are they doing wrong? Well, at the end of the day, they made a bad decision. And fair or unfair, they got duped into believing that that person was actually going to deliver results.
Yeah, totally. So I guess what are some of the questions that people should be asking someone in marketing when they want to hire someone?
Yes, great question, right? And so let me give you some red flags. So we'll start there and then we'll kind of work back, right? So oftentimes, let's say Lisa gets a call and they say, hey Lisa, we're gonna get you in the top three of the Google Maps. Let's set you up on a Zoom. Can we do that? And Lisa says, you know what? That sounds great. I'm very frustrated because my marketing people don't even call me. They don't, we send out reports weekly and these people maybe call us once a month, right? And that's just not how you service someone who needs help anyways. If you needed help, I would assume it should be weekly, maybe biweekly, depending on the preferences. But what happens is Lisa gets on that Zoom call. She feels wowed by that company. And next thing you know, she puts down a $2,000 on a credit card, hasn't filled out paperwork, doesn't know expectations. And then they take a week to onboard you. Well, guess what happens? You just wasted 25% of the money that just went to waiting. That's your number one red flag. If anyone says, hey, what, give me your credit card number and we'll get you onboarded, sometime next week. No, that's the wrong person. Even if they sold the world to you, money back guarantee and everything. No, I want my stuff filled out. I want my paperwork. I want to make sure it's DocuSigned too. And then I want to know when I'm onboarding and how fast. If it takes that long, that's the wrong people. Either they're not staffed correctly or they're too busy. Both are bad points for you to be successful in. So that's really the number one thing that we worry about is, hey, when we get DocuSign done, we're going to get you onboarded the next day. And we're going to show you what we can do to overcome these obstacles that you have. And we'll call you every other day or daily if you need to kind of walk through and talk through all the stuff that it takes for you as an entrepreneur to know that you're going to get to that next level. And that handholding is important. One of the other big red flags is I have is consistently texting with no calling, right? Take the time to call that person, ask them questions. But when they hide behind the text, there's a reason for that. Maybe they're behind a computer that just has a dialer that's just blasting out text messages all over the place. Maybe it's cold calling, maybe it's poor follow-up. But either way, they're not genuine, and that's a red flag too. So we want people that are upfront. We want to see pricing. We want to know the guarantee if there is one. And then also, what's their plan to communicate quickly, right? When they say, hey, credit card, and we'll just call you. No. And I would say 80% of the time, that's the first red flag that's going to get you in trouble. And that's what got me in trouble. I mean, to be fair, I had a guy that was in my industry that sold me the world and knew every pain point. And he probably cost me more in 2 months than any of the others at that point. And so, looking back, and just it brings a frustration, but it also brings an opportunity to teach people that, hey, there's opportunities out there to avoid these things.
Yeah, I think you were supposed to learn that lesson so that you could flip the script and now teach other people the right way. You know, provide
Exactly.
service to your clients the right way. Show people how they should be treated in a situation like this. That is so, it's so multifaceted because everything is online. So you're dealing with people that you don't know. You could be dealing with someone from across the world, and you have to put trust in them that they're going to show up for you and deliver what they're telling you. Like you said, they're good salespeople, right? So
Great salespeople,
yeah, and there's a lot of them out there. And unfortunately, people get taken advantage of. So I love that you went through that lesson. Money is just money, and now you're able to really teach people the right way. So talk to us a little bit about like what you guys do then. Like, how does your services work? How does Modern Marketing Solutions kind of stand out and differ from the rest?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the first thing we do is it's really broken down into pillars, right? Your first pillar is going to be Google, right? We need to get into that profile, figure out who you are, and we want to know everything about you. So, Lisa, we want to know, what are your hopes? What are your dreams? Tell me revenue goals. Like, let's dive into you. We want to be an extension of you. We don't want to be looked at as this. We're with Modern Marketing. We want you to say, this is our teammate within Modern Marketing. Like, we want to be that close. So, if also kind of another red flag, when they don't want to know your numbers and know where you're at and how to get there, how do they properly set goals? How do they set expectations? Because guess what? Even when you come on board and we do a 98% of stuff for you, we're still going to ask 2% of you to do stuff. And that's getting pictures, that's getting reviews, that's soliciting things. Yeah, we can set programs up to do it, but it's better when you're involved. And we want that involvement because the success will come from that. So we go right into Google, understand everything about your business. Maybe your logo looks great, but maybe people perceive it to not be great. And so we talk through that conversation. Then we slide into the website. And while we're making that transition, we're doing a deep dive analysis into all of the keywords that you have, your competitors. We're looking at what they do really well that we can use, what they don't do well that we could take advantage of. And then what are the search engine results that are about your business? I think a lot of people ignore that, and a lot of SEO companies definitely ignore it. And they just think, oh, I've got a tool like Semrush. I can just put everything in here and it'll tell me. Well, there's some truth to that, but you got to do a lot of work on the back end, a lot of work locally too, which Semrush doesn't do, high-end local conversions and search engine results from those things. So diving into that, big part of the website is then taking all this information, creating the right pages, coding it correctly, getting great images with it, with alt text that tells Google the image. Most companies are all wrong and off, and then creating amazing blogs that link correctly, and then what we call site mapping, meaning we lay out the website and how does it all connect to each other. Because when it does, Google loves that. And Google's going to applaud that more. And then we apply what's called Rapid Ranker Technology, which is our
Nice.
ecosystem that makes us different from everybody, right? So what we found is we interviewed top 30 marketing companies and SEO companies in Austin. None of them had their own news station, which we do. And certainly none of them knew how to convey that message back into Google. So we can actually take your message and in the most simplistic form, you can tell me where on the map you want it to go. And we can embed that information within Google so that it talks to that community and tells you about your service. It's special. We think it's revolutionary. And we're excited to dive more into that as we'll talk a little bit further. And then after all of that, it's great ads. We believe in videos. We believe in high converting videos with the owner themselves. And if they're not comfortable, it needs to be someone they're comfortable with to be the face of all the videos that convert. You get great ad funnels, you get great organics, and you're going to grow and scale correctly. And you're going to be that 5% that is successful. And that's what it takes at the end of the day. Great ads, great organics.
So you have a radio show, radio station? Can
We own a news station.
a news station. Okay.
Correct.
So you have it. So this Rapid Ranker technology is your proprietary framework. And that is what you created. And then you talked about the news station. So explain that a little bit.
Okay. So imagine, right, what most marketings really cannot comprehend and they don't understand is when you can control your narrative, then you control the flow of data that goes to Google or Facebook or Instagram, right? So when I can say, I can put out 10 different articles from within our news station into 10 different cities that are all different, but say kind of the same thing, then Google is going to give you credit for each one of those areas. And Google's going to say, oh, you're not just in Austin, you're in Cedar Park, you're in Georgetown, you're in Buda, you're in San Antonio. Oh, well, here we go. And then on the back end of that, we code the back end to tell Google this is the location of where we're at. So it's not just saying it, the back end is telling it, right? And then there's a lot of other things that it's just part of the proprietary part of it. And then it's all about backlinking. It's correct and high ranking backlinks that get you where you need to be. A lot of people think, well, I only have like 60, 80 backlinks. Big companies have millions of backlinks,
You
millions
said,
of what we
what
call.
is backlink to the person who doesn't know what backlink is?
Okay, so let's say I'm Home Depot and you own your own tool company. Well, a backlink is just simply Home Depot connecting to you by putting your information on their webpage,
Got it.
right? And the
So you
more
can
of
click
those
on
you
it,
know.
it'll take you to another website.
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
And more exterior or outside links, when they're reputable, it's good. And another thing that really poor SEO marketing companies out there that promise the world is they'll go to Fiverr, maybe they'll go online, you know, to someplace overseas and they'll buy backlinks. First of all, no, because most of that has nothing to do with your brand or what they do. And you might spend $100 on 1,000 backlinks and they're all junk. And then you get in Google jail where Google says, no, we're not going to rank you anymore because you bought spammy links. So never
Right.
do that. No matter how much they promise you that it works, stay away from that. Organics is definitely better. So we can create our own backlinks from our own station to our own cities for our own clients. And so
Ah.
it's especially if Lisa's in, let's say, LA, and she wants to be in San Diego and Santa Barbara, we can make that happen.
Cool. I'm a fun fact, I'm actually in Canada. So are you international?
International, absolutely. Yep.
Okay,
So
amazing.
anybody that has an address that goes to Google, we're there.
Got it. Amazing. Okay, so you the news station, and then what was the next part after that? You were talking
So,
about Google Maps. Can you explain the
yes.
Google Maps stuff a bit more, please?
Yes, absolutely. So, again, 68% of all clicks are going to occur within that Google map. Right. And so what we're able to do is essentially knock on Google's door and say, hey, within this article, and we've got maybe 20 other articles that are connected to it, we're talking about kitchen remodeling here in Austin. You need to recognize that this company is an expert in answering the question that people have, and you need to move us up the ladder. And we have seen people move up, I mean, 200 spots, 300 spots in 7 to 14 days. I mean, it's crazy. Not typical, but most of the time, I mean, within 30, 45 days, absolutely, no doubt about it. But I mean, we've seen people make these massive leaps in hard niche opportunities. So to get in front of Google really is to understand what does Google want? At the end of the day, they want to know you can answer the question that people are putting in. And when you can, you rank. And that's the special part of it all. So by putting out press releases that are outside of your own blogs and your company that tag you to it, Google recognizes it more.
Makes a lot of sense. It's kind of like when I'm posting content on socials like Facebook, LinkedIn, I always find the more people that I tag in my post, the more, the better it
Yes.
does, you know, the more views it gets. And I mean, I know I'm tapping into other people's communities, but it likes it. The algorithm seems to like other people being involved in posts.
And And if I can add in there, next time you do a Facebook post, when it goes to your website, don't have it go to your homepage. Have it go to a service page that you have. Your homepage is gets bombarded by stuff all the time, but when your service pages rank up, that's better, right? So when you're talking about posting whichever you're trying to do, we want that to connect there. And if you can add in your LinkedIn within there, you're adding even more, again, exterior links. Google loves that. Even if it's on Meta, they're going to recognize that too. So very, very important to do.
Sounds like you have a very, very good relationship with Google. Google loves
Well, we are a premier partner with Google, so we have our own direct line to people with Google. So oftentimes we work with people because if they really don't, then the only way to get in is by email, where we have direct lines to multiple people that we can call to and say, hey, if you're having a problem, we can help solve it. So if any of your listeners are struggling with Google and they're getting a runaround, they can reach out to us too, and we can actually help them solve that problem as well.
Amazing. Gosh, I need to call you all
Do
the
it. And we're also Meta partnered too. So we have, obviously great relationships. Meta likes people that spend a lot of money. And when we spend a lot on ads, they like us a lot too.
Totally.
It's interesting though, and real quick on Meta. So Meta is becoming more important than people recognize. We're starting to see a shift in ad spend. So hear me out, if you will. Let's say it's hailing outside. And you're a roofer, right? Your first thought is, oh, I need to get a Google ad up and running. I'm a service-based business. People Google hail damage, right? But what's happening is that Meta knows more about you than you know about you. Meta knows more about your habits, who you're going to call, what you're going to do than you can imagine. And so let's say you buy a sweater every November. Well, in November, you're going to start to see ads for sweaters because Meta already knows it's coming. So they have a predictive way. We don't know what kind of computers they have. I would venture to guess top in the world, second tops. I mean, they know more. So when it's hailing outside and you tell your wife, oh my gosh, look at the damage out there. Look at all this hail. What's the next thing you see on your phone? An ad in Meta for hail damage. So what we're starting to see is this big shift in ad spend where we're doing 80% Meta, 20% Google, even for local service businesses, because it's driving results and Meta is getting in front of it faster now. So you'll start to see that become even more of a, in, especially in 2025, of more of a prominent trend that you'll see.
It's such a weird experience. When I'm literally thinking something and then I open my phone and there's an ad for it. And there's this meme or GIF that makes me laugh. It's like I like turn around quick with a gun to like someone's like watching me or listening to every word I'm saying. But yeah, they're absolutely brilliant. So I completely hear you on that. That makes a lot of sense. So, can you talk to us about who your ideal client is?
Yeah, absolutely. So we work predominantly with local, small, and medium businesses. Larger businesses kind of have their own internal thing, so that's typically not what we delve into, but we want to help the entrepreneur. We want to help local, small, and medium people who are, if they're medium, they're probably scaling, but maybe they've plateaued. Maybe they've hit a roadblock where they can't get over a certain point and their message isn't converting correctly anymore. And for local and small, that's always the case. The message isn't right. The website is wrong. Maybe, I mean, there's so many intricate things. It's really just about diving into it. But anybody that just needs help, period, with Google, ranking, ads, even video content creation, scripting, getting better content out there, period. Those are all people that we can help right away.
What I love about when I hear you speak is that you guys really work one-on-one, and it's an
Yes.
intimate partnership. So you're going to really see people, hear people, and then determine what they need versus those just like texting, email back and forth. So sounds like you really put the time into working with your clients. What is the average time that you work with people? Like, what should people expect when it comes to stuff like this?
So, yeah, again, Lisa, great question. And so here's kind of how we've laid it out. right? There's an entrepreneur that says, hey, I don't really want to spend $2,000 or $3,000 a month on your service. I really feel like I'm right there. I just need a little extra push. So we offer an opportunity to pay a one-time fee, and then we'll set up the Rapid Ranker technology within them. We'll go through, we'll clean up all their ads. We'll come in through the website, clean it up, Google Business Post, and then we give them essentially 6 months that we'll work with them to help them, and then they're on their own. So there's no retainer. And then we have a lot of people that say, hey, listen, I want to scale. I know I can't do it all myself, but I also know that I need help now. Those are the people that, ultimately will be with us for X number of time. Our churn rate is very, very low. It's not even 5%. I mean, people that leave are leaving because maybe they're too busy, or they've hit a financial snag that is outside of our control that maybe they have to deal with immediately. But all of them, we're still going to answer that phone. We're going to help them any way that we possibly can. So that's probably a good way to express it. But the people that have been with us in the beginning have all stayed with us. So they're seeing great results. And when you're bringing in, 10 times, 30 times your investment, why would you not stay with them?
Yeah, absolutely. So, do you want to share a client success story with us? Is there one that really stands out that you're really excited and passionate about?
Yes, I do. So I have, we help run one of the largest groups of jewelry stores in Central Texas. So, when you're a jeweler, for example, your goal is to flip money, right? Like you're bringing on a lot to hold, so you need to get through that inventory quick. And so what we've been able to really do is say, okay, let's identify that, X number percentage of people are buying engagement rings, right? That's what you want to sell. You make great money, custom jewelry, sure. But what are the little things that people are ignoring that you can also make a lot of money of? Quick turn that's not inconvenient for operating your business. Let's talk about watch repairs. Let's talk about battery replacements. Those two alone, $100, $150, you do it in 10 minutes, you're in and out. So now we have the ability to rank them up, quick money, quick return on investment. They're taking all their profit is covered at that point, for any of their costs. And now when they hit the big stuff, we're seeing 100% to 400% change within the jewelry stores within 2 to 3 months. So
Wow.
our niche really is understanding that we know their pain points very well. And we understand that, yes, they have a lot of money on hand, but they have a lot of money on hand that needs to move. So we have very creative ways of creating those videos that get out there that hit the heart of couples that are looking for upgrading their diamond, upgrading the ring, going more custom, or maybe they want homegrown. We have all those options as well to work within those jewelry stores to then move their inventory out. And so we've had a great time doing that. I don't think we planned on being jewelry experts, and then somehow it just turned into, hey, we've got jewelry stores in Florida and California that we work with where they're seeing that same success by saying, okay, we have the playbook. Now let's go out there and let's go rank people up the correct way. And then the ads will get them in for the engagement rings, the custom jewelry. And now they meet that cost, and now they're profiting just on watch repair and battery repair when that was never in their game plan to begin with.
It's a huge win. That's a huge win.
Yeah, and it's all it's and again, it comes down to diving into who you are. Some entrepreneurs we run into, and we've said no to people because they are not invested in their business. They want a credit card and someone to do it, and that's not who we want to work with. We want people who are actually invested in seeing their business. If they want to sell, we want to help them sell. Hey, you're going to have to get to this price point at this profit percent to get there. Remember, we own our own other businesses as well. We're our own case studies. So we can show you and tell you, hey, this is the proper way to get to that point to sell the way you want to sell.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So, where can people find you? Can you talk to us about your website, your contact information?
Absolutely. So if you go to modernmarketingsolutions.com, there is a schedule button and a talk to me about your goals button. You could click it right there. It'll go right into Calendly. And I meet with every single one of the people myself or Tyler our other co-founder between the two of us. We spend all of our time working and identifying clients' needs, and that's the best way. My number, I can give out my number as well. They can call or text me, which is 512-945-3477. And we're at The Modern Marketing Solutions on Instagram and Facebook as well.
Amazing. And we will make sure to link that in the show notes as well for the listeners and viewers. So I guess like after talking about all of that stuff, from the start to finish, is there any last minute thoughts or what do you want to leave the audience with today?
I mean, I think at the end of the day, everybody has to look in the mirror and identify with their own goals. Where am I today? And where do I want to be at the end of 2025? You may have had a rough start in Q1 of 2025, but that's not your story. Your story is going to be what happens in the summer and fall from here on out. What's it going to take to get there? Are you going to stay operating with a bad marketer who treats you wrong? Are you going to do it without setting your own goals correctly? Identifying your revenue that makes you not have to worry about bills, and how it takes care of your family short and long term. And also, how do you become the 5% that does succeed, right? And if all those are in question, then we want to help you identify what that 5% actually looks like.
Amazing. It was really great meeting you. I really thank you for being here today and sharing a lot of your insight.
Yes, thank you, Lisa. You're awesome. Thank you for your time. Everybody have a wonderful day and look forward to everybody winning down the road.
Yes, amazing. And thank you to our audience for tuning in. If you have any questions or comments for Chris, with Modern Marketing Solutions, yes, I got it right. Please leave them in the show notes and we'll make sure to get those answered for you. But thank you for tuning in. Until next time, my name is Lisa Urbanski with The Advisor. You just heard from Chris Campbell of Modern Marketing Solutions. Until next time, take care. Happy marketing. Hire someone like him.
Take care.